Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of All the Pretty Horses by Cormac McCarthy, narrated by Frank Muller. This book is copyrighted 1992 by Cormac McCarthy. This recording is copyrighted 1992 by Recorded Books. The year is 1949. What should be a time of beginning has become a time of ending, of dying. At 16, John Grady Cole is in search of a new life, a new land, a new dream. And now, All the Pretty Horses.
Part 1. The candle flame and the image of the candle flame caught in the pier glass twisted and righted when he entered the hall and again when he shut the door. He took off his hat and came slowly forward. The floorboards creaked under his boots. In his black suit he stood in the dark glass where the lilies leaned so palely from their wasted cut-glass vase. Along the cold hallway behind him hung the portraits of forebears only dimly known to him, all framed in glass and dimly lit above the narrow wainscoting. He looked down at the guttered candle stub. He pressed his thumbprint in the warm wax pooled on the oak veneer. Lastly, he looked at the face, so caved and drawn among the folds of funeral cloth, the yellowed mustache, the eyelids paper thin. That was not sleeping. That was not sleeping. It was dark outside and cold and no wind. In the distance, a calf bawled. He stood with his hat in his hand. "You never combed your hair that way in your life," he said. Inside the house, there was no sound save the ticking of the mantel clock in the front room. He went out and shut the door. Dark and cold and no wind and a thin gray reef beginning along the eastern rim of the world. He walked out on the prairie and stood holding his hat like some supplicant to the darkness over them all, and he stood there for a long time. As he turned to go, he heard the train. He stopped and waited for it. He could feel it under his feet. It came boring out of the east like some ribald satellite of the coming sun, howling and bellowing in the distance, and the long light of the headlamp running through the tangled mesquite breaks and creating out of the night the endless fence line down the dead straight right of way.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?